This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and I look like shit right now, and that's just my little secret.
I'm Brandy Posey, and unfortunately, it might be over for you, hoes.
I'm Anna Valenzuela, and my new favorite form of entertainment is watching dudes fail at push-up challenges.
This is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Yay!
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody. As you might notice, a little bit different this week. We did not lose Tess to the coronavirus.
No. Tess is actually just in the mountains having a great time. She just has bad internet. That's what's going on up there.
Yes, bad internet connection. But we have a great stand-in for her.
Yeah.
Hilarious comic, Anna Valenzuela. Hi.
Hi, I'm back.
She's back. She's back on the show. And now Brandy's roommate slash, I guess, quarantiner.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Co-quarantiner. We kicked up our relationship really quickly.
We have a very fast a roommate friendship here happening. We've been teening hard together.
Yeah,
it's been great. Walking dogs. Mm-hmm. Jackson stopped biting me. Thank God. That would make this extra fun if I was just spending it all like the ground is hot lava on the couch.
But for the listeners, my dog is an asshole. I love him very much, but he bites everybody that isn't me. It takes him a minute. But I like to think that once you've earned it, it makes it more special than a dog that just gives it up all the time.
Oh, yeah. He just sniffed my foot, and I was like, I'm a queen.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm really earning it right now. He'll come into my room when Brandy isn't home and just be like, that's a cue for me to go to the couch so he can put his butt on me.
Yeah. Classic man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Trained well.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing it. Babs, he's never bit you, has he? I don't think he has. Or maybe
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, you're one of the few.
The few, the proud, the unbitten.
I got the touch.
Yeah.
I know, it's one of those things where I forget that he does that because I just don't experience that with him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, right. It's kind of like that's when I'm like, well, he's never been mean to me, you know?
Exactly.
I'm a Jackson apologist.
I'm just canceling my dog right now. That's what's happening.
Well, I didn't like to see him assault that lady, and his show's so great, you know? Like,
you're just going to hear him tap dancing around angrily. Like, it's not funny what you guys are talking about right now.
How dare you? I'm going to go bark at a cat.
So Tess is, she's in the Sequoias. They went up there for her birthday.
Happy birthday, Tess.
Which is cool. I know. Yeah, she said it was weird because it's like, you know, so there's just way less people up there. So it's like you just can't tell what's going on.
Well, that's
elsewhere.
Been like the weird experience of it all anyway, where I feel like it's like, you know what's going on, but then like physically things are very different because you're like, but then I'm at the grocery store and then I saw my friend and like you can talk to somebody from 5 feet away and it's fine. But then you're like, and now I walk away from you and I won't hug you.
Hi, I love you dearly.
See you later.
Don't touch me.
It's very, very strange. It's I just went to our friend Chris Register just opened a restaurant and
I was there right
great
after
great timing.
You Ooh. Yeah.
And I went to go get some food there today. And I was just like, well, bye-bye now. Yes. So awkward. It's like the end of a date. We're basically ending dates with all of our friends now.
Just like exactly. A date where no one's ever going to get laid. Just like,
yeah.
It's just a society just full of moment.
Yeah.
Because I used to always make fun of the fact that we always shake each other's hands on stage, because it's just so funny to shake hands with someone you've known for like a decade.
For
you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now it's like, there's just nothing. I don't know what I want more.
I did a show at Flappers right at the start of this, and the host is making everybody elbow bump.
Yeah.
Just doing a little, I mean, hot name drop, Flappers show. but I added a little elbow bump.
Please make fun of what Flappers was doing with. If everyone doesn't know, Flappers is a club out here, and they attempted, I think they stopped, but they were attempting to do this thing where if you ordered like $100 worth of food, they would send a comedian to your home and to do a set for 40 minutes.
Do you want to get infected by an open micer? No pro is doing that shit.
And shit yourself on like Flappy Tots alone. Because I were to do that, that's all I'd buy. I'd be like, I would like $100 worth of Flappy Tots, and I demand that you send your most hardened Valley lunatic to my front door.
I kind of wish like I had done, I just want to see what that would have been like. Did one single person take them up on this
offer? Like we should order it. Like as a fellow comic, we should just order it and see what happens.
And then like live stream it in this weird like meta way, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe we'll show up wearing like fringe and Flappers outfits and they'll be like...
Oh no, just a huge fan. Oh, I thought you were an actual Flapper. That's what I thought I was ordering.
Oh,
you're not gonna do the Charleston right now?
Yeah, you better be able to Lindy Hop. Go.
Yeah, I don't think anyone did. I don't think they're doing it either because that was like right before everything went down to like no one seeing each other. Even doesn't matter how big your gatherings are.
Yeah, so they were forced to stop it. They didn't just stop it because it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously they were making lots of money on it. It wasn't that.
I thought maybe they would
curly fries.
I thought maybe they'd be the first to close. I was trying to put bets on which comedy club was going to have a Corona case first. And like on the Laugh Factory or the Comedy Store.
I'm shocked that we haven't heard about that. Yeah. Spreading through all the people still trying to get stage time.
Right? Yeah.
Well, this is how we find out who hasn't been grinding because they're the ones that don't get sick. Like, oh, someone was working on their social life.
I will say that's been the biggest, like, you know, obviously. So last week we did an episode last week where we were all quarantined and like, you know, but it's been more time now. And
It's been.
It's been weirder. But I think the biggest thing for me, like, I've been like had this weird calm in a way that I haven't felt in forever because I haven't in 10 plus years of doing comedy ever felt like I could take a break like from like pushing constantly. I was like, wow, I still feel it, but it's like way less than it usually is, you know? And I'm like, okay,
definitely.
I feel okay if I'm not doing 10,000 things. Like,
yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's like the only one of the, you know, pluses.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about a bunch this week, and Anna actually wrote like an awesome thread about I'm going to plug your Twitter thread,
girl.
Thank you.
Anna B is fun. Anna with two N's. Thank you.
Basically about how like you need to like not let your and this is good for all jobs, like be the sole thing that defines you to like,
right.
You know, because like even out of this circumstance, it would make you'd be unhappy because like you have that you like have so much control for like a happy, fulfilled life that way. But now it's just kind of a moment to be like, okay, I don't need to be creating constantly. I can process what's happening as a person.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and you would encourage me to post that. But basically, like when this all started, I went into this like weird headspace because I had been I had all these health problems a couple of years ago and I went from like grinding. Like people thought I lived in Long Beach. People thought I lived in Hollywood because I was just always here doing that little 36 mile loop. And I thought that like I felt myself go through all the things I was watching everybody go through online. And then I was talking to very funny comedian Samantha Hale. I was talking to her and she was like, yeah, so I think I'm gonna repave my driveway. And I was like, by yourself? Like, what do you do? Like, you got a cement mixer, bitch? Like, what are you doing? Like you got to slow down. And so, and her house looks beautiful. She has great pics. but I think that the way folks were really processing this was to like, who am I if I can't do stand up in the exact way that I expect to do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you got to pivot. You got to, you're running that sweet quarantine show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know, it's so funny because I'm like, fuck, god damn it. Now I have to promote something every fucking day. Like, I forgot that would be a nice break. But yeah, if follow Comedy Quarantine on Instagram, we're doing nightly shows. And it has been, obviously, it's very different without an audience. Like, that's what we all, of course, take energy from.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's interesting to see how everyone adapts, you know? We're all just like figuring it out.
Well, because I wasn't a comic my whole life, I have like friends that are just super fans of comedy. And I sent them the link and they were like, it's so good. Like, they're really enjoying watching their favorite comics in these very intimate settings.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, it's a really interesting. Yeah. It's a very, very interesting like way to do it. And yeah, you can. Somebody last night was like, oh my God, like I've wanted to see this comic forever and I have never been able to. So here I am, you know?
Yeah.
So
sure.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So yeah, it's every night at 7 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, as of now.
It's
just so funny.
Hell yeah.
But it is like, I'm like, oh, right. I'm still like, of course, just doing a million things. Yeah. But less tiny, smidgen bit less.
Are you letting yourself do anything that you wish you could do, but stand up was getting in the way of, like reading a book or doing yoga every day or doing anything just like fucking getting it?
I know Barbara better.
Those are famously both things that I don't do. So.
Bucks and stretching. Fuck you.
For the listener, shifty eyes just came out for a second. I saw Barb gearing up to answer that one.
No, I mean, the thing is, it's funny because I'm still like busier than I should be.
Well, yeah.
No, I of course have my like piano and I want to be doing that, but I haven't been. I'm kind of still getting into the mode of like getting used to what this world is though. And like, because I am still working my day job. So I'm like balancing doing that as well. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
For now. But when that totally goes away, then yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, it's
what about you guys? Are you guys tap dancing or like, you know?
Oh man, what? I'm definitely doing more yoga. I'm taking advantage of that Peloton login. It's my job. I can't cycle, so I'm doing a lot of walking, like power walking around the neighborhood. And I'm becoming the Tia of my dreams. Truly. I'm wearing a sweatsuit, right? I'm wearing a Adidas tracksuit and a crop top. I got so excited. I threw a little spin into my walk this morning. I was like, yeah. So I've been really, really I'm going to be bummed when the quarantine is over. I know you're going to be like, Brady's probably going to be in the doorway just being like, bitch, get out of the house. go be free. And I'm going to be like, but I like sleeping in all day. And taking naps and reading books and starting podcasts back up, doing all kinds of shit.
I'm mostly mad that Marie Kondo made me get rid of all of my sketch costumes.
Dude, I know. Like, this is
the time.
I know that I've been talking about being a minimalist.
Yeah, I know.
Which never happened. And I'm so glad it never did because I'm like, I needed all this shit. I'm stuck inside forever.
Right.
See, this whole time.
What sketch costumes did you part with?
Oh, I just got rid of like just all like weird old Halloween costumes and wigs and shit. I just got rid of all of it because it would have been in the garage
forever.
Because
you really are not expecting this particular situation to happen where you're like, I'm gonna need to entertain myself and or the rest of the internet.
For sure. I did buy two inflatable T-Rex costumes and Anna and I have been wearing them around the neighborhood for a little bit every day.
I saw your, wasn't your neighbor videoing you? That's amazing.
Yeah, we went over to my friends Christina and Dan that live around on the other side of the trailer park. They have a little, nice little big outdoor area and they were like, would you like to come over and drink coffee 10 feet away from us? And we're like, that sounds delightful.
Oh, we had that's a great nice.
Time. Yeah, it was good. It's been nice because I think it's made you like more mindful of like, let's take a moment to go sit with this person and actually have the time for it, which is good.
Yeah. Or even like a moment where I looked at Brandy and I was like, look, girl, if you have it, I have it. And I just came in for a hug. Like,
yeah.
Every once in a while, you got to be like, listen, we're in it. It's fine. But it does make you mindful of the way that, here's who I feel bad for. The handsy guy at the comedy show in the open mic, like the guy who like pulls the Taylor Swift move and is like, I'm grabbing your ass. Like that guy, he is freaking out right now.
Watch out, roommates. And that guy definitely has roommates.
For sure, like 27 roommates. No one has a door.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm really... this has made me very, very grateful for, you know, where I live and, like, my roommates and just, like, having space. I feel very, very lucky to, like, not be 23 and sleeping on an air mattress or whatever right now.
For,
that would
for
be
real.
Very, very tough.
Right. I feel grateful. I used to... Me and my dude were living together and we hit a little snag in the road. And I think if we were quarantined together right now, we'd be having this call from jail.
Like, yeah. You
would, like, I'd just be like, I love you, but you have to die today. I'm sorry.
I love you, but you have to die today.
Yeah. What happened to Stuart? It wasn't the virus.
She turned him into carditas.
My guy did come like move in or, you know, temporarily whatever. He's here because it was like, we're obviously going to quarantine together, but I am still making him wear two condoms. So
perfect.
Good.
One for his face. She was making out with him through a condom.
That was just already happening. Yeah.
Perfect.
I just imagine the lubricant just making it a good sloppy makeout. So it's just like slip. Yeah.
Well, and then you can blow it up afterwards, like the Howie Mandel glove. Feels great.
Totally. Yeah. It's just like a slip and slide on my body down into. This doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't matter.
Has anyone checked on Howie Mandel? Is he okay?
Oh my God. He's got a bunker for sure for this situation.
bunker.
He absolutely is underground somewhere.
Have I ever talked on the show about what I did for my birthday when I worked at, what's it, Deal or No Deal?
Yeah, I think so, but it's been a while.
It's been quite a long time. For the new listeners, so I was a PA, makeup department PA on Deal or No Deal.
Department. That's the best one, though.
No,
the makeup
not.
Ladies are the coolest.
Not the head makeup lady. She was crazy and awful. Yeah, it's fine. She was just, it was a kind of a nightmare gig, and it was like 18-hour days, and they made me work on my birthday for 18 hours, and it was like not a joyous crew. Everyone was really mean and like shitty and like very disrespectful of PAs, and I'm not good at being disrespected just in general.
No.
It's
a game show for the elderly.
Yeah, I know. It's like we're not making art here.
Isn't that the thing though? That like the more innocent the show is, the more like horrific it is for the people who
Ellen.
Work on it.
That's exactly. Yeah. Ellen. There's a really great thread going around about all the monstrous stories about Ellen, which is pretty good.
I
ended up having to work even later than I was supposed to. But it was kind of just like a demand and not like a, hey, we know it's your birthday. Sorry, you're going to have to stay later. So as a birthday present to myself, I went into Howie Mandel's dressing room and then I licked one of his water bottles and just put it back down.
Oh, sorry. I took a screenshot, right? Did you guys hear that?
So, and I was just like, oh! Got him.
Just a personal present to myself.
Oh,
for me.
If he hears this right now,
please.
Please, come for me 10 years later. What he's doing. He's just in a bunker somewhere, binging Lady to Lady.
Patreon.com/Lady to Lady Howie.
Send us all your soap. Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty good time.
I had a dick boss working in drug and alcohol treatment. It was like he used to just criticize everybody all the time. Mm-hmm. And so every time he turned around, I'd pick up his coffee mug and I would move it 2 to 3 feet away from where he originally had it. I was just slowly coffee mug gaslighting him over
that's
time.
Amazing.
And then one day he turned to me and he was like, do you keep moving my coffee mug? And I was like, 4 months. Roger, 4 months.
That's so good. That's a good mind game.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy sucked.
That's like, do you remember on the old Pete and Pete show? There was like this one episode that it's just the dads competing with each other. And then the one dad just moves the entire house an inch to the right. So when the other dad comes home to like put his key in the lock, it just hits the wood next to where the key's supposed to go. And he just looks up and goes, no, because he knew immediately what happened. God damn it, I love that show.
That's such a dad move, because a dad would know, like, my dad would be like, did you touch my records? I'd be like, no. You have like 1,000 of them. He'd be like, did you touch my records? I'd be like, yeah.
How do you know this?
I know. That's the thing, is it was always yes. I'm like, yes, I did. But
yeah, exactly.
My poor dad would go insane. Like when I, because he's a very, very giving person, mm-hmm. you know. What's his is yours, aside from like 3 things. And I couldn't go without touching or fucking with those 3 things. I had to mess with it. I had to do something. And he would just get so pissed. It's like, mm-hmm. I can't help it. You put it there.
What were his 3 things?
It was just like, he had like a little like TV room that he didn't want you to like fuck with the TV, basically. Yeah. Okay. And of course, that was my number one goal, was to fuck with the TV.
Anytime a remote control got lost as a child, it was like a terror night of just going through the couches. My dad would be like, where are the remotes? I don't understand. This is where they're supposed to be. And I'd be like, I'm like a child. I don't put things back.
This is why all dads have those clip-in, you know,
their little
cell
belts.
Phone things. We traumatize them. They need to have them at the ready.
Yeah, exactly.
My dad had cargo pants and a cargo vest for all occasions, because
he was
just
covered in holsters.
Covered in holsters. I was a terrorist. I used to, because I was an only child, I would take the remotes out of the batteries
like
once a month just to fuck with my family.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, I was grounded a lot. Another reason why I'm pretty good at this quarantine is I was grounded more than I wasn't.
So just making you feel like, young. All right, here we go.
Not even taking away TV privileges. This is a breeze.
Dope. I used to get hardcore grounded. I would come home and all my possessions would be gone, and the front and my door would be off. So it would be grounded with no privacy.
Whoa.
Holy
shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Latino dads don't fuck around.
Damn.
That's impressive. The door off. I think that maybe happened to me once. I don't have a good memory, but
my door just like didn't lock. They just like, I couldn't lock it.
That was smart. They disabled it as a child. They were like,
There was no buffer. No, I did not have a lock for sure.
I remember one time being in like 7th grade and having like two of my girlfriends and my friend Lewis come over, and we like were watching, going to watch something on my TV upstairs. Maybe not 7th grade, sometime in like early high school. We're just like watch something upstairs in my room. And my dad came up and was like, Brandy, I'd like to talk to you outside. And I was like, he was like, I can't have a boy in your room. I'm like, there's 3 girls and a boy. What do you think is happening? We're literally watching like Seinfeld or some shit.
Your dad was like, listen, I've seen harem anime. I know how this works.
Basically, I was like, don't even know what you're talking about. That wasn't even like truly a thought in my fucking mind.
This poor kid's Adam's apple hasn't even moved down. He's just like, hi, Mr. Posey.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Lewis, he's a listener.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a little break and we'll be back after this.
Bye.
All right, welcome back to Lady, I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Anna. Hi.
Yeah.
Tess is in the mountains.
Tess is in the mountains somewhere.
Yeah. She got some toilet paper delivered today, and she texted me and she was like, can you go over and put it in my house? People are going to steal it. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
It so absolutely would have gotten stolen.
Yeah. So I had to go over and just unlock and like put it all inside. I was like, just in case.
just I'm imagining the package thief is just like, oh,
I scored big this time.
I am the king.
I did see the unwrapped back blade sitting on top of a newspaper in her living room.
Really?
Yeah, it's there.
Wait, back blade. Tell me, what is this?
So Tess bought Sean a device to shave his back with.
Yeah.
Because that is a request she has of him.
Yeah.
But we were debating about when she should give it to him and everything, and then she was like, well, I don't think now's the time because everything, but she obviously,
now
but
is then the also, time.
It's sitting like, it's, you, yeah, it's you just sitting there.
It's been revealed to the world.
Yeah.
I walked in and it just like underneath the newspaper just says like, is this the end of globalization with a black backblade on top of it? I just laughed so hard. I was like, oh my God.
The answer is yes. It's also the end of your back hair.
Yeah. Totally.
Is he an upper back hairy guy or a lower back hairy guy?
I think it's an all around situation. I'm not sure.
I couldn't tell you.
Wow. Did he used to groom it?
No.
Because they're married.
No.
No.
Yeah. She's just very keen on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And someone recommended this to us. Who?
The guy I was dating.
Oh, right. Sorry. Let me just bring that up, that? Really. Let me just set you up for that.
Hey, guys, I'm single in the apocalypse. It feels great.
She's single and ready to not mingle. The hottest single in the quarantine.
The best time to be single. Yeah.
Shit is fucking weird. I'll just say that. I don't know. I don't know how much I really want to talk about on the podcast.
No, that's...
I just feel people should know. I don't know. not going to be Instagram storying a lot for a while because my eyes are real puffy. I've been crying for 3 days.
Yeah. You look beautiful.
Thank you so much. It's helping my skin, which feels good. I don't know. I think that this whole situation is affecting a lot of people in very different ways, mm-hmm. and they're acting out in ways that they don't necessarily fully comprehend.
It's like, I wrote that in that feed, don't, and I chose not to say no breakups. I actually said don't get married.
Yeah, yeah.
I was afraid. I was like, I don't want to throw any shade, but like,
yeah,
don't do any.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy, mm-hmm. but like, don't do anything weird. Now is not the time. I think I read Madison Shepherd wrote like, Mama, don't give yourself bangs or an undercut right now. And like, it's one of those things where like, you might want to do something super extreme because mm-hmm. you don't want to feel the same way. And just now's not the time.
Yeah.
Like, just wait it out. Make plans for it. Like, I really want to pierce my nose. I'm not mm-hmm. going to do that myself.
Yeah, for sure.
After this, I'm going to put fucking coat hanger through my face.
Get my belly button ring re-pierced. Because I told him, I was like, well, now I'm going to work on my post-breakup body. Because it kind of happened pretty quickly. And I'm like, all right, just home alone with my fucking bike. It's fine.
We can get you a belly chain and you can just do, you can do like hot videos like Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. Just like,
you guys are just going to give us hip hugger music videos.
Can't wait.
You can pierce each other, you guys. I'm just saying, high school style.
Yeah, let's fucking.
I thought about it, especially because a nose piercing for a woman with a nose this size is a real bold choice. But I've had it before, and people ask me, like, why did you pierce your nose? And I was like, because you should decorate the largest thing on your face. You should. You should make it a landmark. Like, you know, if a Christmas tree had no star on top, you'd be like, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you got to celebrate it. Embellish.
Yeah. Bedazzle it.
Ooh, there we go.
Was it on the side or like
the side?
I always liked that piercing a lot. It's very 90s, but I always liked that one a lot. Just on the side of your nose, like a little diamond stud.
It's all back now.
Yeah, I know. Because the 90s were 30 years ago.
I don't think anything's back currently. I don't think fashion really exists right now, or does it?
Well, like, fashion's going to come out of the pandemic. Like, those masks are, like, for sure going to be, like, part of life now.
I was about that mask life because I went to Asia in November. So, no, it wasn't recently. I'm not, like, infecting everybody. Although there's a part of me that was like, I came back sick and I was like, what if I was patient zero? Secretly.
Everybody, there's a lot of people who think they had it in January or whatever.
Yeah, people were really
sick. But also, I feel like we would have heard of more people like dying from it. So I don't
know. Yeah. It's apparently such a specific, it's a very specific like type of illness that like, it's just like you're fatigued and then your lungs start acting up and then you have shortness of breath and that's when you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So it's not like mucus or like any of the stuff that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But the, while I was there, the pollution was so bad in the Philippines, I had to wear a mask to walk down the street.
Yeah.
And it, so I'm about that mask life. Like, I'm for it. There's a lot of fashion on TikTok happening.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of fashion on Instagram happening. A lot of people are like, these are my outfits for the week. And they're just like showing everybody their outfits and like doing their makeup and shit. I'm like, okay.
It's been nice to.
I mean, we've all got. If that's a thing, I feel like their makeup is a thing I could be learning right now. I'm not going to. I will still continue to like try and do a cat eye 3 minutes before I leave the house if that ever happens again. But that's something I guess I could try to do.
Just take a little masking tape and put it there, and then draw the line.
Yeah, I've tried. I just I don't know. I'll have to try it again.
I don't. It doesn't work for everybody's eye shape. I feel like it would work for your eye shape, though.
I think it would. Just one skill that if I could, like, ramp that up over this time period, I would do that, I think.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I'd do that and get some, I'd like to get some guns, not real ones.
No, like arm guns?
In my arms.
Well, this is when barbers start becoming, like, a full prepper, and it's like, oh, shit.
I forgot that there's a lot of people doing that, and I was like, oh, I should clarify.
Dude, that shit is so crazy because I'm like, you have to be trained to shoot a fucking gun. And I'm like, oh great, there's all these people that are just like, well, I played Area 51
one time. We did have that conversation where I was like, I know how to shoot an AR, so like we got this. Like, I can shoot. Like, we can do this.
I know. It's cool. I'm like, I'm pretty happy that like I'm rooming with you for this right now. It feels good. There's like a good amount of skills happening here.
Exactly.
I think between the two of us.
Yeah.
Got the
black belt.
I'm definitely gonna try to hike to your guys' place if everything goes down. So
yeah. We got you.
We'll all have a good time. I actually about 2 weeks before all this got started, I bought rice and beans in Arizona because I was like, you know, they don't have any outbreaks here in Arizona. Yeah. So I'm just going to stock up on things that I think I might need. Mm-hmm. And I bought hand wipes and rice and beans and should have bought toilet paper. Apparently that was the thing. I did not foresee that the world would panic about shit.
I know.
But I did buy some stuff and everybody made fun of me. Mm-hmm. And then a week later, they're like going to the store and being like, I can't buy beans. Yeah. I asked the clerk for beans and he laughed at me.
I know. I did it a little bit early too. And I was like, I don't give a shit if this, and I didn't go crazy. I just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's getting basic.
But
yeah,
I was just like, yeah. And seeing everyone slowly freak out, I was like, ha, suckers.
Got out of it.
Well, it's everything you would need for an earthquake kit.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing, too, is we have to prepare for that anyway. So it's like, I might as well just have this shit in my pantry or whatever.
Yeah.
For sure.
Utah had an earthquake.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, they've been having them every day. They had three today, three aftershocks.
Whoa.
Yo, they got to stop fracking in places where because that's where that's coming from. Like, there's no way Utah's actually got fault lines the way
they do. No, they do. They have a huge fault line. Yeah, Salt Lake itself is like, there's a giant one that runs through the city.
Oh, shit.
Bye-bye, Mormons.
Yeah, I know. All my friends are there, and they're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, on top of...
Yeah.
It's just such surreal timing to be getting literal earthquakes every day.
Yeah, seriously.
That must feel so biblical. Like, people there are living. Like, they're just like...
They're like the golden plates are coming up. Yeah.
There's like locusts in Africa Africa, like one of the countries over there right now. There's like a big locust swarm happening.
No.
I was like, oh, cool. Fucking cool.
No, I feel like Africa during this time Africa and most of South America should get a fucking break right now.
Just let them thrive.
Like, they got Ebola and dengue fever and all kinds of shit that,
yeah,
like,
it's time for us to like take the,
yeah,
take, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Leave the white man's cough to us.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pissed because I was like trying to get all three of us free tushy bidets like a month ago. I was like, oh, it'd be pretty cool just to get like some free bidets in this company. So I was like talking to them, got the Gankular ad people, and then this shit started and they sold out of everything and they're like 3 months like back ordered. And I was like, oh god damn it, they're not gonna advertise with us now.
No, they don't need to.
I don't get it though, because you still got to wipe. It's still wet. So what does it change for toilet paper reasons?
This is actually, I asked for Christmas a full year ago.
I thought you were just saying this question. No, okay.
No, for a year ago, I asked for a bidet. And here's what it does. So you get in there and there's two types of bidet. There's the one that sprays up and it'll heat the water up sometimes, and that's nice, but it sprays up. I actually don't care for that one, which I care. The one I like is the one that's like your standard issue Asian bidet, which is a hose with a little gun. And so you go under, you go from the front, don't go from the back, or you'll give yourself the worst UTI of your life. You go from the front and you go under and you just spray it off. Like with like you're power washing your house, right? So and it's real strong. So it's just like bam, 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 comes out. And then one wipe and you live your life.
Okay, so it gets off all the residual.
So it's just decreasing the wipe amount.
It's decreasing the wipe amount. It's more ecologically friendly because like in Asia, a lot of times they don't have, they actually don't have toilet paper. Like that's a good travel tip is to keep some keep some tissues in your pocket because you'll end up using them as toilet paper throughout the day. And also it's you can spray your front parts with it. Again, don't spray up and back. Don't spray back to up, but you can give yourself a little, like, let's say you're on your period and it's looking like The Shining down there.
Little spritz.
Give yourself a little, give yourself a spritz. Clean yourself
Sounds
off.
Sounds like how strong is it? Like, are we talking like mine shower heads?
Mine is like super strong.
Is it like the equivalent of like a dish? Like they're from the sink.
Kitchen? It's not as much as like a hose would spray outside. Like if you had the gun on your hose and you were like,
yeah.
But it is enough for like, if you were spraying some dishes and you wanted to get some.
If you just had a little bit of shit on some dishes and you needed to spray.
Well, because I had a joke about this, ladies and gentlemen. This pissed me off. Kobe fucking died. I had a Kobe joke about him being a rapist, and then he died, and everybody's like, "You can't tell that joke anymore." I'm like, "Fuck you." Okay, so then Corona happens, and I have a joke about bidets and how we have gross, nasty buttholes in the U.S. And then Corona happens. I feel like the universe is like, you know what? Fuck your set. Fuck your set. But that's the
argument. That's the real conspiracy happening. Anna's going to have to write an entire new 30 minutes.
Yeah. Wanted to write clean comedy so you could be more marketable. Now's your chance. I'm like, the bidet joke was a clean joke. They were like, no, it wasn't. But yeah, it adds. But that's the argument is if you had duty on your arm, you'd be like, oh, light my arm on fire, please. I'm done. And I once, when I was working in drug and alcohol treatment, I once handled a full turd in a suitcase. I was digging through a suitcase and we were out of gloves because that happens sometimes. And I was like, why is the suitcase wet? And there was just a fully formed turd. It was as if the suitcase had taken a shit inside of itself. It was unsullied. It was undented. I was like, how did you do that?
Just a perfect turd.
A perfect turd. No. And I picked it up with my right hand, which is my dominant hand. And I thought to myself, I was like, well, I need this hand. I can't just cut this off.
No.
That was like my first thought is, do I need this? No, I don't need this.
Wait,
a stranger
why was there a turd in a suitcase? I don't understand.
He had some autism as well and didn't like to get up from playing video games and he pooped his pants and then tried to hide it in his suitcase to go home for Christmas.
I see. So it was equivalent to like peeing in the bottle for people who are playing video games, but it was a number two.
It was so weird, but it was also the suitcase was I was like, why was the whole suitcase wet? I was like investigating. I was like, why is your suitcase and like found a turd.
How did he react to you finding it? What's the aftermath of that moment?
Well, his eyes got real big. It was one of those moments where, like, you know when I was gonna say, you know when Jackson does something bad, but Jackson celebrates when he does something bad. It's different. But like if a cat or a child does something bad and they're like eyes wide open, like his lip quivered a little bit. And by this time I had already gotten in trouble for shaming a client for scratching her vagina and then sticking her hand in the fruit bowl. So so I knew exactly what to say, which was to take a deep breath and go, I'm going to go into the restroom and wash my hand and then we can discuss this. And I did that. And then I did all my freaking out into the mirror by myself. Like I was just like, why is that happening?
Pounding the walls.
Yeah. Just like tear coming down my face. I'm like soaping aggressively. And then I came out and I was like, so let's talk about how this happened. This is a pretty big hygiene moment.
Did
we need to discuss it?
Throw the turd in the toilet? What did
I left it at the scene of the crime because I was like, no one's going to believe me.
Okay.
I put it right back in the suitcase where I found it. Yeah. I was just like, I had to call my boss. I had to like, I was like, you bitch, you got to see this. There's a turd in the suitcase. And I've seen a lot of things. I once in a suitcase search found butt plugs and physical pictures of a dude's penis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was
ready
like,
to go.
Yeah, it was pictures of his body and specifically a lot of pictures of his penis in two different sizes of butt plugs.
Oh, hey. Well, you got to,
I mean, that seems like, you know, an average vacation's worth of butt plugs and penis pics.
Because this is why
I like the physical copies. It's pretty fun. Yeah, oh, that's because they take your phone away, right?
Yeah, they take your phone away.
I see, yeah.
So he was like, listen, I know they're going to take your phone away, but I still want to know that you're training that ass to take all this.
You got 30 days, so this is your mission.
Yeah, this is
yeah, it's like I'm doing 30 push-ups and she's doing 30 millimeters. I don't know what I'm saying.
You know, it's like babe, put in your retainer at the end of the night. Make sure to throw on a white strip. Put the butt plug in. I need you to have a cavernous amount of space when you get back from drug and alcohol treatment.
So
I've seen a lot of crazy things in suitcases, but the shit was the coup de grace. That's the most terrible thing I've ever found in a suitcase. I was like, I would rather find an unsheathed needle of heroin. I would rather find
than just a perfect turd.
A perfect turd. Rough. That's the cover. It's a perfect circle cover band.
Yeah,
a perfect turd.
Oh, I will say. Oh, I forgot to say this because somebody in the Facebook group posted that, I'm sorry if last, you know, obviously, let me just say, we're not medical doctors.
Yeah, sure.
We don't know. Don't take anything we say. Seriously.
No, all we can do is like tell you what we have seen. And obviously, information is moving real fast and loose. So,
right. But somebody, but there have been information going around that ibuprofen was bad for COVID-19 or might help it spread or something. Apparently,
like anti-inflammatories or
anti-inflammatories. Yeah. Apparently, that's not true. Somebody just posted it and was like, upset that I said it, and
Well, it was true for about 4 hours one day, and then the CDC was like, wait, hold on, no. Yeah. And it was actually, I think it was the Spanish, like, health ministry came out, and they were like, no, that didn't come from us. Why would you say that? That's not true.
Well, because I sent that article to the three of us, and it was a Guardian article, which is why I also was like, oh, okay, well, that's a reputable news source, but now?
Yeah.
I mean, things are crazy. Like, I got a meme where it was like, when you leave your house, you should take off all your clothes when you enter again and wipe down your phone and bleach your, I have a friend who's like bleaching
asshole.
bleaching his butt plug.
Insert a butt plug. Yeah.
He's bleaching his groceries.
What?
Yeah, he's like, him and his roommates are like
wiping everything down
with a bleach solution. And it's like, okay, so everyone's going to die of cleaning product poisoning by the end of this, for sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have eczema at the end of this. So I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. And it came from The Guardian. How could you guys know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No, of course. Yeah, everything is changing right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm sorry that, I'm glad they posted that actually, because I hadn't seen that until.
I hadn't seen the follow up either.
You are so nice to your fan in that situation. when we were doing Brew Cha Cha and we're bringing it back, I will let you know what people would step to me on that, and I'd be like, no. I'd be like, no, that's no, I'm not gonna change my editing software because you have a crap Android phone. Turn up the volume, bruh.
Like, oh man, coming for Androids hard and fast.
I'm always like, I'm so sorry, I will fix.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always like, yeah, send your money, we love you, but like, no. If you knew how to do this shit, you'd be doing this shit.
That is true.
Yeah. For sure.
Fuck you.
Listen. Yeah, I was like, no, you be nice, and I'll be like, look, lady, don't be hard on Babs. We all thought that for 4 hours. Calm down. Slow your roll.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Don't get uppity.
How's living with Adam been so far?
It's been good. Yeah. It's he's great, and
he's really awesome.
You guys have new love, right?
We've been together for a year, so it's not like that. You know, I'm not a long-term relationship person, so it's a long time for me. And this is kind of obviously like a test run of like living together and stuff. but it's going really well. I mean, that's the thing is, like, I think it has helped us with, because usually he lives, you know, on the other side of town. So when we see each other, our time is very, like, limited.
Yeah.
And it feels like a lot of pressure to, like, get in, like, oh, we should go do something, or we should, like, we got to have sex, or we got to go do something, or we got, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's been really nice to just be, like, around each other, and it's like we have time and there's no pressure to, like, fit all the things in, and there is nothing we can go do, so it's not like I'm like, we have to, we're not living our lives enough, we have to go do this, or me being also pressure about, like, career shit. So I think it's, yeah, just been nice to, like, enjoy each other's company and kind of without the, like, stressors of that are usually there, aside from, you know, the plague.
Yeah. Yeah, aside from that, it's pretty decent.
Which I think we're both just kind of, you know, it's obviously everyone's feeling very surreal and just kind of like, let's see what the fuck happens. So, but it's been nice. Yeah, me, him, and my other roommate Ryan are all in our place together. My roommate Nicole is at her boyfriend's place, and we took a walk together yesterday, and I kept, like, this guy gave us, like, the fucking, like, dirty eye from hell, stink eye.
What, just from walking
around? I was like,
around?
I can't think of the word.
Yeah, the dirty eye from hell? Stink eye.
He gave you the stink eye.
The evil eye?
He was giving you the evil eye. He was like,
he was giving us the real, and I was like, I wanted to be like, we, like, live together. We're in a pot, you know, because people, I think, thought we were, like, fucking up the thing because we weren't 6 feet apart. And
did you walk up to him and go, hello, stranger, I'm gonna stick my mouth on your mouth?
Yeah, right?
I would have done that if I was like 20 and at a party, but no, he was just a random man. But it was it's been good though. It's been, you know, working on a puzzle, and he's been making food and stuff, so it's been nice.
I'm surprised at how many people in my Instagram feed own puzzles. I feel like everyone's doing, and I love a puzzle. I just, like, I'm surprised at how many were readily available this quickly to people.
I thought, because I think I've done two, and, like, I didn't want to do them again, and I found one. I've never been so happy to find a puzzle, and I was just like, wow, my priorities are a lot different than they were just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, right?
I was like, yes! So,
what's
I know, actually,
of?
I was looking online, and they were, like, sold out. You couldn't get puzzles for, like, another month, because everyone bought.
That's why.
Man,
I wish I had that puzzle gene. I like to, like, untangle necklaces and stuff, and I like to fix things. I like, if there's a part of me that's like, maybe this is where I learned how to do some auto repair. Like, I like to fix stuff.
Ooh,
like computers.
Yeah,
I like to just tinker. But I don't have the puzzle thing. I get bored really quickly.
I'm don't like love it. It's not like, it's just kind of there, and I'll, like, work on it a little bit. But you're right. It's not my, you know, it's not my, like, go-to brain.
It's
whatever.
It's like less pressure than, like, a board game, but it's, like, still has, like, the social element without, like, the rules, which is why I kind of enjoy it, because, like, famously, Tess as well, we're anti-board game most of the time.
You're anti-board game.
Yeah, I'm anti-board game.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I don't usually play a lot of board games, but I figured this was...
Unless they're thrust upon me, especially if they're thrust upon me. If, like, we've spoken about, if we have agreed ahead of time that this is a board game night situation,
yes,
of course,
then fine.
Yeah.
But if you try to just invoke a board game, I'll lose my fucking mind.
I cannot, because I have a GED and just raging, just like raging dysgraphia and raging ADD. I do not fuck with Scrabble. And there are a couple, like, Stuart's like, would you ever just, like, want to have a Scrabble game just, like, out? And I'm like, what, you think you're better than me, Berkeley? I'll fuck you up. I'll kill you. How dare you? I'm like, I don't want to lose all the time. No.
I'm a very sore loser. So yeah, it's not a good idea for me to do anything like that. We've got, like, a Risk game here that I was like, hey, we should set this up. And I'm like, what am I talking about? These are the two people I'm, like, stuck with for who knows how long. This,
this
is a very bad idea.
Major fight in your household. I'll tell you, Risk, like, was a reason my friend Carl in high school stopped being friends with us because of Risk. we like, all, like, ganged up on him and destroyed his army and then, like, roasted him until he left the house. And then we roasted him through the window as he got in his car and drove away. And we were like, your whole fucking family's dead. You did this. You're horrible at this game. I mean, we were like, we were seniors. We were like really good friends. He it's changed. It changed our friendship.
Oh my God.
Organizational skill to win a siege.
Basically. It was like four of us just like, it was just too much. We ganged up way too hard on him.
I got really mad. I was playing, Settlers of Catan with Tom Goss, Stewart, and Joe Dosh. And at one point, Stuart started fucking ganging up on me hard. Oh. And they were roasting me. They were like, look, he's being ruthless. He's being ruthless. How dare he? They were like roasting the relationship. Mm-hmm. And as we were leaving, I was like, this clenched. I'm so frustrated. And he said, did you realize I did that so I could get you out of that board game? You had to fail to get us out of that apartment. I had to kill you to get you out of this apartment. I could tell you there's nothing you hated more than playing that board game with those people in that moment. And so I had to kill you to save you from yourself before you flip that table like a meme. And I was like, okay.
That's a partner. Hey.
That is a partner. He was...
Take note for those listening, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, know when to kill your partners. only in board game circumstances. Board
yeah.
Like, I had to throw you down on the knife so that we could get out alive.
Yeah. That's the most, by the way, like, Stuart thing to say, too. He's like, no, I had to succeed for us both, which meant you had to die. I'm now going to go talk to my mother, who's an actual member of the Illuminati. I'll be back. She knows how money works.
So. Well, we're going to go check in with the Illuminati. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Anna. Hi.
Anna's sitting in with us today. And yeah, you know, it's obviously like a very, very weird time for everybody. We don't know how long we're going to be recording these in quarantine. But, you know, if you want to send us any lady problems related to what's going on right now, it doesn't have to be. But, you know, we can talk about those. You can send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
All right, here we go. Hi, ladies. I love y'all so damn much. And since you were wildly successful in diagnosing the first lady problem I wrote in, I'm coming to you with another. It's about a dude, and I hate that it's about a dude, but here we are. Background. I'm 28 and queer, she, her, and he's straight, he, him. We've been friends with benefits on and off for about 4 years. We're in the same friend group in New York City and met/started hooking up when I was on a rebound from a one-year monogamous relationship. And he was home. Sorry, I just barked directly into the microphone. Hey, everybody. and he was home for the summer from a grad school program, which was in California. He went back for his last year of the grad program, and I started dating someone pretty soon after. During that relationship, which lasted for 2 years, he and I went back to being easy friends. He moved back to New York. Even worked in the same building as I did. We would go for walks and eat lunch together most days. We actually hung out a fair amount with zero amount of underlying tension. We were truly just friends. Nothing ever came close to happening while I was in a relationship. Flash forward, I break up with my 2-year relationship person, and the weekend after, this guy and I go on a camping trip with a bunch of other mutual friends that obviously ended up hooking up. We talk/process about it and come to the conclusion that we think we can do this. We'll just communicate a ton about it, and if anything feels like it's starting to threaten our friendship, we'll break it off. Flash forward another 6 months, and we're fully dating and are heading towards feeling like we might love each other. I'm really good friends with his sister, his cousins, we're the same friends, blah, blah, blah. He's literally perfect. Smart, thoughtful, woke, hot. When I was in a relationship, I would actually try to set my straight women friends up with him because he's that good. What he wants more than anything in the world is a girlfriend he can be serious about settling down with and starting a relationship with. This is where the problem starts, though. He wants those things. I absolutely do not. I'm absolutely not ready to get married and start a family. I'm actually 99% sure I don't want kids at all. Mom trauma, the planet is burning, etc. So the problem is that we are really good together, but we want different things out of life. Things you can't really compromise on. Sometimes love isn't enough. I definitely know that. Timing is huge, and there's a lot of big life things that go into compatibility, and sometimes things just don't work out, and I still really value him as a friend and want to protect that relationship. We called it off about 2 months ago in a really amicable way, and I left the city for a month during that time. We thought that some time away would help us cool off and put things in perspective, but I'm really having a hard time with it. I don't know what to do with the fact that we want to be together, but do not want compatible lives. Thanks for any insight.
How, wait, sorry, what did she say at the end? They broke it off.
Yeah, they broke it off about 2 months ago, and they haven't, like, they were separated for a month, but they, like, you know, I don't know what to do with the fact that we want to be together but do not want compatible lives, basically, is the big...
This sounds like a really addictive connection for her.
You think?
Yeah, it really does, because there's such a, like, animal magnetism. Like, anytime they're around each other, they hook up in spite of their best efforts not to, you know. A camping trip hookup is bound to happen, but also everybody stinks, so, like, that's some...
But she did say they when they were for 2 years, they didn't do anything when she was in another relationship, so they did have a little bit of, like...
Yeah, I wonder how much, like, easy friendship was emotional infidelity. Just, I wonder, I'm not to judge you, mama. I totally get it. Like, I've definitely had those characters in my life where I'm just like, where you just want to touch your genitals immediately.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think that's the only thing that can cause that feeling of, maybe I'm projecting, can cause that feeling of, like, I'm breaking this off because it's the logical thing to do.
Yeah.
But I still want to be with this person. Yeah. A little bit, but oh, maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, it's hard because answering this now is difficult because I do feel like the answer to that is to, like, you're not really going to be able to truly get over it until you start dating somebody else, you know, just because then it's like, oh, this is something else that focus can be on. You know, how the hell that works at this point in the world.
I mean, I think it's a separate, it's like, I don't know. I know people who are in, you know, loving relationships where they want different things, where one of them wants kids and the other one doesn't. And it's just like, they're making it work, you know, but you have to go into it knowing that, like, you're going to kind of be disappointing each other. And that's a pretty, I would have a hard time being in something.
Well, value differences are a huge, like, that's a conversation between my partner and our couples therapist a lot, is just value differences. 'Cause he comes from a world of privilege and I do not. And so, like, we miss each other a lot in that situation. And he also really wants kids, but I'm 37 with uterus problems.
Yeah.
So, like, it's one of those things where, if those values are not going to match up in some way, if you can't find some common ground in that, then I think she did the right thing to break it off, because it's just never gonna work.
For sure. Well, and it's like, Dan Savage talks a lot about the price of admission for a relationship, you know, where it's like, these are the compromises that I walk into this with. And that doesn't mean that you get to then continually bring those things up. Once you've paid the price, then you've paid the price. Then you just own the thing, basically, is something he talks about a lot.
Yeah. Savage Love podcast.
Yeah.
It's great.
Massive fan. Don't recommend this week's if you were going through a breakup in a pandemic. It will make you cry a lot. But hey, if you're not, it'll be great.
But I think most things will, probably.
No, no, no. One before that.
Oh. I don't know. I mean, is the question how she should get through this?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you have a pet, mama? Get a pet.
Pet's a good idea for anything, getting through anything.
Lean on your gaze. Get a magic wand. You know?
Yeah. Like,
that's a great idea.
Upgrade your sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, treat yourself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Treat yourself. I got a magic wand for my birthday from my gay... And I say this, I don't mean this in the, like... He's the only man who's ever proposed to me, is my gay friend. And so I call him my gay husband.
Yeah.
He was like, you want some health insurance, mama? So, like, lean on your relationships that are not... that are not this man.
Yeah.
You got to exercise him out of your life. It's what's best for him too. Because if you keep coming in and out of his life like that, he's not going to be able to find that baby factory of his dreams.
Yeah, for sure. The thing that he wants. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's really hard. It's like, but you have to know that he's not the only person in the world, you know, too. So you just have to, like, know that somebody whose values you match up with, you are going to meet, and, like, it's going to be okay. Yeah. But
you're going to find your woke, hot, you know, abs guy, you know.
Or lady, because she's queer, you know. Or anything in between.
Bro, here's my advice. Get TikTok. If you don't have TikTok, you're going to all that time. The first thing TikTok's going to do is, TikTok looked at me and was like, I know what this person is. She is a Native American bisexual who only wants to see videos of lesbians that look like Justin Bieber fixing cars. And I was like, you know what?
Fair.
Thank you. You TikTok. Know what?
She can change my oil. Fuck yeah. So maybe just tune out for a little bit and celebrate your queerness.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think these.
Yeah, I think that's probably. I don't. It's so hard to like give somebody advice about something like this because it's like I know if I was in that position, I would keep trying to make it work, probably to like a fault because that's what you do when you find someone who's so close to the thing that you know you want. But
yeah, when you find somebody that like just, is checking off most of your boxes, it's kind of difficult to be like, but like. I can pass.
And also it feels like sort of a, it's not a hypothetical, but it is. Cause it's like, well, that's a thing in the future, but it's like that future is going to happen at some point. You don't want to feel like, you know, you wasted each other's time or whatever.
Yeah.
I've love is not a waste of time, but
for sure.
The good is in the effort. 100%. Every relationship teaches you a lesson about yourself and about how you are in the world. I know in my 20s, I wanted to have kids, and my partner at the time is a virologist. He works at labs probably making COVID-19 kicks right now, swimming in a pool of money. He, because he's a scientist, was like, I can't in good conscience bring children into the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe in increasing the population growth because I think it'll do more harm than good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I'm great. Don't you wanna? And then he said, and then he did this. He goes, listen, we're both recovering drug addicts. So do you think we should pass that on? And I was like, I'm a good person.
It's like, God damn it. Fuck your logic, science man.
Yeah, exactly. So logical. That's what I love a logical robot that's just like, well, bloop, 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 bloop. This is love, right? So, you know, I agree cutting it off was the right thing to do. And you're going to get through this. You're a rock star. And I'm telling you, there's a world full of videos of just like lesbians that look like Justin Bieber, like all like rubbing their eyebrow in a real like they all look like boy band videos from the 90s. Just feel it.
I love that. Like a tank top, like tight tank top, like tucked it, you know, with the like boxer showing. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Get in on that. Live your life.
Yeah. Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah. Let the podcast know. I'd be interested to know if you guys get back together a couple of times. Cause it really does seem like there's this magnetism that you two have. And I kind of want to enjoy the anime romance of it all.
We'll live vicariously through the roller coaster.
The roller coaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's our pod, y'all. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And we did drop like a, you know, special bonus episode on the regular feed this week to give you guys a taste of like what we're doing over on at Patreon. So if you want to hear more of that, go to patreon.com/ladytolady.
Yeah.
And thank you, Anna, for being on the show. Where can everyone find your stuff?
You can find me at Anna Villas Fun on Twitter and Instagram. You can also go to my website, annavalenzuela.com. All of those stand-up dates are no longer valid. And also, I'm bringing back Brew Jaw Jaw, or we're bringing it back, and bringing back 12 Questions right now. So those can both be found on the Unpops Network.
Yep, those are both of Anna's podcasts. Yeah. They're very fun. And also, shout out to all the people that became patrons this week. Like, genuinely, like, things are very scary right now, like, financially in a lot of ways. And, like, you guys are paying very important bills for us. And we have nothing but, you know, love for you for that.
That like it was really amazing to see people signing up for it this week. So thank you so much. We see you and we appreciate you. And it means a lot.
You have nice fans. I was all aggressive earlier and you have very nice fans.
We do have nice fans.
They're very nice.
Like I said, if you want to see any comedy show things, come over to the follow Comedy Quarantine on Instagram and you'll see us post about all the shows and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. All right, guys. Love you. Talk to you next week. Stay safe.
Bye.
Wash your hands, cochinos.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.